Taboo by Alexandra Anderson, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Summer Drives by Sylvec Dal. I am quite aware that my interest in cock is perhaps a little special. After all, women are usually more concerned with the bigger picture and don't really understand men's focus on sexual organs. But maybe the difference isn't actually that big. I am, like many women, more concerned about everything that surrounds the act itself. The flirting and caring, the foreplay, caresses and kisses on the neck. For me, though, a cock is a kind of expression. An expression of interest and power, mine. It's really the thought of cock that's important. A movable cylinder with a smooth, well-lubricated, heart-shaped head. First, I have to conjure it up, create it. It must come to greet me, showing its excitement and presenting itself. Then it must quench my hunger, let itself be swallowed, be annihilated. I shall possess it, and thus possess its owner. With a hand around a man's cock or balls, I wrench control from his consciousness. I engulf him. I find it fascinating that it can be so soft and small and insensitive. And then, when it's erect and hard, that it's sensitive and vulnerable, that it gains existence. Now it stands to strain upwards with a loosened fly, roaring as if it was wild and high, but it is also very sensitive. A little while ago, it was just slightly swollen and red at the tip, not waving around, but peering about inside a pair of shorts for the person sitting in the right position and looking for it. Just curiously, apparently, but actually quite turned on. We were accompanied in the little boat on the way out here by my brother, sister-in-law, and their handsome daughters. Ebba, his brother's wife, is buxom and shapely too, and still quite firm, although she's in her mid-40s. As things stood, it would have cost me a great deal to hop right on board. I need foreplay. That's not what I mean. But my notion of cock, my thoughts about it, is at the core of such foreplay. I think a lot of women haven't quite realized what they can do to make themselves horny. For me, it's no big deal. But I think it's because I'm aware of it and allow it to happen. Then it happens all on its own. My lover shows both enthusiasm and interest in his approach towards me. He also exhibits both sensitivity and technique when he dives inside my loose knee-length summer skirt. He strokes my thighs and bottom, gently nipping my lips, building up a rumbling landscape with his tongue and fingers. Far inside, then playing with my clit, teasing around my bumhole. He knows I am a whole woman, not just sexual parts. He fools about with my fingers, sniffs in my armpits, plays crazily with my earlobes, teasing and thrilling. But my thoughts are dancing about a swinging lance, lightening sharp and sliding frictionlessly into my buttery flesh. Up from the realm of the dead. These thoughts are my foreplay and at the core of my sexual experience. I think about it, imagine it, long before it exists, perhaps before the lover exists. I might imagine my dildos at home, or just glance at the drawer. Maybe I'll do something as boyish as to look at some pictures. But now I'm with my darling of several years standing. I began by giving him insinuating glances and comments on the way out to the islands. In unnoticed moments, he got to see more of my thighs than others do. We weren't alone, so there was no way he could know if I had any...